The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
Hi, everyone. I'm David Byrd, and this is Time for Technology. The use of drones by U.S. police departments is increasing, but as Kevin Enochs explains, civil liberties groups have some concerns even as police and rescuers praise their eyes in the skies.
The number of law enforcement agencies in the U.S. using drones in their work has doubled in the past year. A New York University study says most of those drones are being used in small communities of less than 50,000 people. It's easy to see why.
A helicopter is easily $1 million. And then you're talking about a helicopter pilot that's got several thousand hours of flight time. You're paying them a lot of money to do that.
These tiny flyers can provide an entirely new way to look at a crime or accident scene. With drones providing a new data set, law enforcers can not only solve crimes but make their communities safer. But there are concerns that surveillance drones might one day always be watching.
You can keep an entire area surveilled 24/7. So drones give a lot more flexibility than a plane would or a helicopter would.
That's not really practical right now, since aviation authorities require pilots to never lose sight of their drone. A drone's battery is only good for about an hour, and about a third of U.S. states require authorities to get a search warrant before drones can even take off. Kevin Enochs, VOA News.
Meanwhile, a four-legged robot, affectionately called Animal, is being developed that could help in search and rescue work and work in hazardous areas. Arish Arabasadi tells us how.
This is Animal, a four-legged robot. It can call and ride an elevator, but it's just as happy taking the stairs to navigate industrial sites.
So the robot is always stable, so we could just shut down all the motors and it would not fall over. So this is something you apply in a critical situation where you have terrain that you might not know if there's obstacle or something.
It's a creation from a Swiss-based company called Anibotics, and they're hoping to make it available for commercial use. It moves by using laser-guided systems which plot its course and help it avoid obstacles. Gas detection sensors make Animal a good sidekick for work on oil and gas platforms and in mines. Its four-legged stability may one day even help it do search and rescue missions. Thermal cameras make the robot useful for basic surveillance, so someday Animal could be watching you, watching him. Let's just hope he's friendly. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
To see video of these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That was a program from the Voice of America.